Morning tea break at Toyota's plant in Burniston in Derbyshire. Everything stops, from the carts bringing in newly arrived components to the workers putting in the engines. This is such a complex, interconnected operation that if one piece is missing, the whole line, producing 600 cars a day, can come to a halt. So everyone has to drink their tea at the same time. Every car is built to order, commissioned by a customer or dealer. Along this line are different versions of the Auris model, in various colours, engines, interiors. There are no warehouses here to hold all the components needed. The plant depends on a constant flow of lorries arriving from Europe and the UK. Myrie Gordon of Toyota Production Control.
Each trailer doesn't carry a single type of part. It carries multiple parts that have been collected in small lot sizes from suppliers all over Europe. If one of them doesn't arrive, or one of them arrives late and out of sequence, then we don't have parts for the car, and again, there's a risk of the line stopping.
If a lorry gets stuck, in the snow in Romania, for example, parts can be air freighted instead. But Toyota believe a no-deal Brexit would mean all routes could be blocked at the same time. Marvin Cook, the plant managing director, says they can't hold much extra stock, so that would stop the plant.
Of course, we could increase the number of parts we keep between the supply chain and ourselves by a matter of hours. But my view is, if we crash out of the EU at the end of March, the supply chain will be impacted and we will see production stops in our factory. We can't be certain how long that would be, because we don't know if we're talking about delays of hours or days or even weeks.
Other car makers are worried too. They operate in a similar way. Tim Lawrence is a sector analyst from PA Consulting.
Well, in the short term, there's big concerns about significant disruption at the border, which could lead to long delays and potentially millions of pounds of extra inventory needed to be carried by the automotive manufacturers. They're all planning for what could be the worst case scenario in terms of a hard Brexit, which would mean they could not run their just-in-time supply chains like they do today. There is a big concern there from all of the OEM automotive manufacturers.
Toyota welcomed the Prime Minister's Chequers proposal, which envisaged frictionless trade in goods between Britain and the European Union. They wouldn't comment on Boris Johnson's proposal for a Canada-style agreement, but the CBI has warned that this would introduce friction at the borders and damage supply chains. Marvin Cook is worried about the longer term as well.
The additional burden of import and export costs would add permanent costs to our business. It would reduce our competitiveness. Sadly, I think that would reduce the number of cars made in the UK, and that would cost jobs.
This year, Toyota's investing £250 million in the plant to build the new Corolla. They're hiring new staff. Soon, there should be close to 3,000 people employed. But despite this boost, workers as well as management are worried about the impact of a no-deal Brexit. Peter Tsouvalaris is the Unite convener at Toyota.
I'm getting on now in age, and I've been here 24 years, and what we have here are high-value, well-paid jobs. And in my experience, once these jobs go, they never come back, and that's why we have to do everything possible to keep these jobs here in the area.
The government said it was determined to ensure the UK remained a competitive location for car makers, and despite the recent criticism of its Chequers plan, said that was credible, and it looked forward to continuing to engage with the European Union on the proposals.